T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hopefully, in a month and a half, we'll be hearing these live. But for now, we listen to some classic John Sterling home run calls, the individual name calls that he has for just about everybody. Yesterday, we listened to John Olerud and Jorge Juices one, Georgie Juices one, Clint Frazier, Brian McCann, and Austin Kearns. Today, Tommy Lugauer has picked 5 for us to listen back to. Lugie, are you ready?
What do you got, Luke?
I am ready to go. So we decided today we're not going to do the categories. I'm not going to tell you which player, which category they're in.
All right.
Because we feel like that's helping Evan out a little bit too much.
We
want to put
Evan
to the test here. Yeah, exactly. So I don't want to be yelling at him that he made the list. All right.
Right.
So the first player here has a World Series homer to his credit. And in that game, it was a decisive game for the team he was playing for.
I'm going to say, let's see, World Series homer to his credit. And it was in a decisive game for the team that he played
for. Well, the way you said it means he didn't hit it as a Yankee.
Right.
The way you said it.
World Series homer. What year did he start making these calls, John?
I would say, I think he started doing it in the mid-90s, but for everybody, it was really the mid-2000s.
Yeah? Because when you really look at the list. The first guy that I think of is Strawberry. Daryl Strawberry is the first guy I think
of. Yeah, he didn't have one for Straw.
Right, so I don't think he had one for him. So it's right, that's why I asked that.
Yeah.
He hit a home run in a decisive Game 7 in a World Series, right? And was it a Game 7 this guy hit it in, or just a decisive game?
It was just a decisive game. It was not a Game 7.
And he hit it, and he did it for a team that was not the Yankees.
Correct.
I'm going to guess, I don't even remember if this guy did that, but I know he was on a World Series team, Matt Holliday. I'm going to guess him.
No.
Oh.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to give you one more. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he did it in a decisive game either. I'm going to say Gary Sheffield.
It is not Sheff. All right, here's another hint. A current manager, a guy managing right now, when he was a player, he got injured. And because of this injury, this player made his big league debut. And also, on top of that, that same day, for the same team, a son of a Hall of Famer made the exact same debut on the exact same day.
I'm so confused.
How about that?
I got
nothing. Luke.
I'm testing Evan's nerdness here. That's what I want to do.
You're killing me.
We'll get there. The hints might get easier as we go. You never know.
Well, they're not easy at this point.
No, we're stumped.
All right, nothing? He comes from a baseball family.
He comes from a baseball family. Hit a home run in a decisive game. Well, we know it's not him. It's not that guy, because it's way before John was making calls. Probably wasn't even doing Yankee games then. So it can't be that guy. Comes from a baseball family.
Baseball family. Would you like to hear? Well, I'm not going to give you the team. He was traded to the Yankees by a team that they rarely do business with.
A team they rarely do
business
with. Steven Drew?
Now here's the payoff.
Oh, wow.
Swung on and drilled to deep right center field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Steven Drew hits one out in right center field. Steven Drew, how do you do? And Steven serves a Drewski to the fans in right center, and the Yankees take a 2-0 lead.
Well, only you could get Steven Drew.
What was the
home run? What was the decisive home run?
He hit one in Game 6, but I think it was like a tack-on. I think it was like 5-1
when
he hit
the Red
run.
Sox?
For the Red Sox, yeah.
Oh,
and then
I don't
the next year he was traded to the Yankees.
No, I no recollection.
You don't
that.
Have it? Well, because it wasn't a real big home run.
I give him credit for Steven Drew.
I'll tell you the reason.
It was a Drewski.
Well, that's a great call. It's not one of the ones you think of, but it's a good call.
Man. That's a great call.
Yeah, it's great.
Stephen Drew, how do you do is good only because you get the John inflection.
Right.
How do you do? Mm-hmm. But the Drewski is very creative. The only reason I got it is because how many times have the Yankees and Red Sox made a trade? It's
Bingo.
Very rare.
And you knew it wasn't the Mets.
Right.
No, it wasn't, no.
Like, the Mets and Yankees trades, we remember them because they're so rare. We remember them. We remember Lee Guterman for Tim Burke. Why else would we remember Lee Guterman for Tim Burke? So that was it. As soon as you said they made a deal, I figured the Red Sox, they never make a trade with the Red Sox.
My final hint was going to be that the Mets saw a lot of his brother, obviously, with the Cardinals and Braves.
JD, right. Yeah.
Stephen Drew.
Wow. How do you do? It's a Drewski, right? That's actually pretty good.
He serves the fans and left the Drewski.
That's an underrated
God bless you, Amber. You got that. Now, I know you went through all of these, but, man, you talk about obscurity.
If Evan gets the next one here, then we're really going to give him the award.
Well, there's
Stephen
a lot.
Drew.
Dude, there's a lot of obscure calls that John
no,
made.
No, I get that.
And I have a feeling Loogie's going through all the obscure ones.
I don't want to give it away.
Let me ask you a question. Have I even heard of this guy or no?
I'm not sure you have, Joe.
What are you going to say? About 20% that I've heard of this guy?
Give me a hint. Who is it?
Don't say it.
We'll go. Like I said, we'll go harder hints first.
Believe me, Luke. I have no shame, Luke. No.
I don't even know. Let me put it to you this way. You wouldn't know this guy even from fantasy baseball because if he was, he wouldn't even be owned.
But all right, give me a hint then.
Okay. So this guy homered in his first major league start.
Huh. Okay, keep going.
Not as a Yankee,
okay.
He was part of a deal that included a Cy Young winner. So him and a Cy Young winner were traded to a team.
Well, it's not Josh Tolley, I know that.
Cy Young winner.
Right.
Were traded to a team. And this guy is just unbelievably obscure.
He's like the Cy Young winner was the centerpiece, and he was like the other. You know, it's like, oh, blah, 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 gets traded, and this guy.
I keep going.
Okay. His career highlight was a homer in the playoffs, okay? The batter in front of him was intentionally walked. I don't want to give away any names. It might give it away.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay.
You should just tell us.
Did he hit the playoff?
Did he
hit the playoff homer as a Yankee?
No.
Yeah, we'd remember
He hit a homer for the team he was traded to with that Cy Young player. He was in the. I don't want to say that, but he went over to it was different leagues. He got traded to another league with that Cy Young.
Nothing.
All righty. These are two hints for Joe. It's part of his name. Think Steve McKenzie and Tony Bennett.
What? Steve.
Think of two songs that those guys did.
Oh, you mean Scott McKenzie?
Did I say Tony Steve? Bennett. All right, Scott McKenzie.
Yeah, Scott. So you're talking about I left my heart in San Francisco.
Okay.
And when you go to, when you're in San Francisco, wear some flowers
sure.
in your head.
Evan, does that help you?
<Not at all.
laughs> I'm running out of hints.
I mean, so that I get. I mean, Tony Bennett, Scott McKenzie, I get that.
If I say the guy
so
he was traded with, he's you're going to know.
So this guy did it for the Giants, in other words.
No,
right?
No. You'll know it when you know it. He hit a homer for the Phillies.
Against
the Cardinals. That's the playoff series I'm referencing. I believe it was off Jaime Garcia.
Jaime Garcia. I was going to say maybe it's like the guy's name is Scott Bennett because you give me Scott McKenzie and Tony Bennett. But it can't be that.
I can't go any further in the hint.
I think you got to tell us. I think you stumped me.
Why don't we just hear it from John?
And the Chuo. A high fly to left. Going back is Barnes. He's on the track. He's near the wall jumping. And it's gone. Into the first row in left field, Ben Francisco. He opened his golden gate and hit one in the left field seats. It's a Ben Francisco treat. A home run, and the Yankees take a 4-0 lead.
How good is that? Now he only hit one home run for the Yankees. How good is that call?
That's a great call.
That
Ben
is
Francisco
tremendous.
Treat.
So
wow.
good.
It's like Rice-A-Roni. Yeah. By the way, I like Rice-A-Roni. It's good.
So you saw where I was going with the Francisco.
Yeah,
I thought that would give it away for Evan.
San Francisco. Yes. I get all of that.
And my apologies to Scott McKenzie.
I'll be honest. I don't even remember him being traded with a Cy Young Award.
He got traded with Cliff Lee.
With Cliff Lee? Uh-huh. I don't even remember that.
Well, why would you? He didn't do anything.
Francisco.
Wow, I got to tell you.
And that is a good call, too.
That is such a good call. You got to play it one more time because we were still waiting to find out who it was. Play that one more time.
Here we go.
And the Chuo, a high fly to left. Going back is Barnes. He's on the track. He's near the wall jumping, and it's gone. Into the first row in left field, Ben Francisco. He opened his golden gate and hit one in the left field seats. Hey, it's a Ben Francisco treat. A home run, and the Yankees take a 4-0 lead.
Wow.
And you get the feeling if he hit more home runs, John would have had even more fun with that. There's so many things you could do with Francisco.
A lot of places you can
correct.
Go.
It's a shame that Ben Francisco didn't have a long Yankee career.
Right.
That was his one and only homer for the Pinstripes. Yeah.
Wow. All right. This has been something.
All right.
What else you got?
All right, moving on here. This player was one of the most prolific base stealers at his position. Okay.
Prolific base stealer at his position.
At his position, he was a prolific base stealer.
Okay.
Yeah. He was not born in the United States.
Not born in the United States. Prolific base stealer at his position. Sounds like the guy's a catcher, to be honest.
Yeah, that was the first thing that jumped out.
When you're throwing that out there.
Is that correct that he's a catcher?
He is the current leader in steals at his position.
Really?
All time in the history of baseball?
No, current, active.
I'm going to go with the catcher and say it's Russell Martin.
And the pitch swung on. A high drive to deep left. Murphy back on the track. At the wall, she's gone. Russell Martin ties the game. Russell shows muscle. He drives one into the left field seats. Monsieur Martin est là. A two-run blast, and the Yankees tie the game at 3.
No, St. Louis.
I tipped my hand there. I was trying to get you guys to think of Ichiro or Pudge.
You say that, it has to be like a
Well, it
catcher.
Could have been Pudge, who's had more steals than Russell Martin.
So Russell Martin has more steals than anybody, active player, a catcher
active
right
catcher,
now?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have even guessed that. I mean, the only reason for some reason, the way you said it, I totally agreed with Joe. I thought catcher.
What was that French thing he said again there?
I lost track.
You want to hear it again?
Yeah, give me one more just so I can,
And the pitch swung on. A high drive to deep left. Murphy back on the track. At the wall, she's gone. Russell Martin ties the game. Russell shows muscle. He drives one into the left field seats. Monsieur Martin est là. A two-run blast, and the Yankees tie the game at 3.
Wow.
Monsieur Martin est là.
Now, if I had told you that he made an all-star team for the Yankees, would you have remembered that?
No. I mean, he wasn't terrible as a Yankee, but I don't know if I would remember.
You know what I'm doing? I'm learning a lot of French, though, from John. You know, my old French teacher in high school, Miss Philippon, would have been thrilled.
She would have been very impressed.
We got to put these highlights through Google Translate.
Still trying to figure out why I took French in high school, but
yeah, that's.
I'll give you this, Lou.
I can't help you there, John.
I know why.
Lugie, when I was in high school,
if you ever in Paris, that'll help you out.
When I was in high school, you weren't even like a prayer.
No.
Neither of you.
I wasn't in the game plan yet. No.
No, nobody was in. I was barely in the game plan.
Forget the players. These have been some classic Sterling calls. I got to tell you, these are some good ones.
Ela.
Monsieur Martin Allah.
I don't know if that beats St. Louis, though. You
know? No, I don't think it does, but it's good. It's good, but it's not good, quite St. Louis. St. Louis.
Right.
Who's next?
All right, moving on. This player had the most homers of anyone from North Dakota.
Anyone from North Dakota?
Come on, Ev, you're a big, you love all the states. You can name every president ever,
That's
you're a big state guy.
Was it Roger Maris from the Dakotas?
I don't think he was from North Dakota.
Oh, okay.
I'm curious where Roger Maris was from.
Because then this player would obviously not have more homers than Roger Maris.
No. No.
No, Roger's from Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota. Okay,
yeah.
That was close, though.
Yeah, cold.
I don't know why I thought. Maybe you lived
there. No, here's what. You nailed it, actually. Here's the answer. The Maris family moved to Grand Forks, North Dakota in 1938, and he went to Fargo Central High School.
There you go. That's why.
So there you go.
I thought he was somewhere in the Dakota.
So you're essentially right, Joe.
Right.
All right.
Essentially.
But Roger Maris is not, we don't look at him as a Dakotan, right?
No, apparently not. No.
And what's, not that it matters, North Dakota this guy's from?
Yes. North Dakota.
Than anybody
from the great state of North Dakota.
All right.
I think Phil Jackson was from North Dakota. I don't think it's him.
Would you like the second hit?
Yes.
Yeah,
he is tied for the most grand slams in a season.
Huh.
Tied for the most grand
slams. And that person he's tied with was obviously a former Yankee, great Yankee.
Hmm. Mattingly. Most grand slams in a season. Huh.
Wow.
All right, keep going.
Okay.
Most grand slams. How many grand slams did
six in a season.
Six.
Yep.
And I don't think Robin Ventura is from South Dakota.
No.
I think this guy. I think this guy is one of the great sports nicknames, and he was given that nickname by the way he ran the bases.
By the way he ran the bases.
Boy, yeah. You've worked hard on these hints.
Let me put it to you this way.
You have earned your money today.
He found out the guy's from North Dakota. He's got the
North
most
Dakota. The way he ran, he got his nickname from
2019. I didn't have to search long
keep
and
going.
Hard for this. Okay?
Keep going. Give us
How about this one? He spent most of his career in a city known for its losing.
Wow.
So Cleveland?
Perhaps.
Cleveland. Oh, you know what? I got it.
You got it now.
I got the
Can't
guy.
Wait. Go.
I'm confidently saying we are talking about Travis Hafner.
Travis Hafner drills one. Deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Travis Hafner homers to break the tie. Travis is a Bronx bomber. The Hafner homer gives the Yankees a 4-3 lead.
What is Travis? What kind of bomber?
Well, it's a play on his nickname. So his nickname was Pronk, okay, right, which is a combination of Project Donkey, the way he used to run the bases. So a Bronx bomber, he is a Bronx bomber.
Okay. Okay.
Project Donkey.
So Pronk, yeah.
Wow. I was all over that.
Travis Hafner is one of those guys.
Oh, yeah.
And he's not, no one's suggesting he's a Hall of Famer or anything like
Three
that.
3 or 4 year stretch, he was one of the better hitters in the league.
No doubt. He was one of the best offensive players in baseball for, like you said,
a
3-4 year period.
He was good.
And
hitter.
You forget he was a Yankee. I mean,
it was his final season in the big leagues.
There's a lot
so
of guys that you forget were Yankees. I mean, you know, they were there for 20 seconds. You know?
Yeah. I mean, he was there for half a season in a year that's not that forgettable, and he didn't do much, but man. When they were battling him in 2007, because obviously they played the Indians in the playoffs, he was the guy. He was the guy in that lineup.
Yeah, he had
some huge years.
Yeah.
All right, not bad.
All right.
One more. What we got? One more of these, Luke?
Final one.
More.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah. So this player, early in his career, he was kind of the speed power guy, struck out a lot. You would think a window was open. I mean, maybe by today's standards, it wouldn't be that bad, but he struck out well over 150
speed
times early in his career. Yep,
and
but
a
speed power
speed
guy.
Speed power guy. Struck out a lot.
They got to give us more than that. I mean, geez.
I'm going to give you more. There was another player in the league with the same name.
With the exact same name as his?
Mm-hmm.
Another player in the league, same name as his, speed power guy. Huh. He played. How long did he play for the Yankees?
Not very long. I think like a year and a half.
I think I'm on to this. Did he also – wait. Can I ask a follow-up?
Yeah, oh, yeah, of course.
He played for the Mets, didn't he?
Well, let's just say he was one of those typical Mets signings
yes.
where they couldn't wait to back up the truck and give this guy money when 4 months later, Nelson Cruz signed for the exact same contract on his way to, like, you know, 300 home runs for the Mariners. Now, granted, he signed with the Orioles, but I get it.
Yeah, no, I got the guy. And this was one of those guys where he wasn't a bad Met by any stretch. He played better with the Yankees, actually. No, he was definitely.
Yes.
He wasn't an everyday player. He was like a perfect fourth outfielder. That's the way I view it.
Yeah, but they didn't. I don't want to get into too much of the Mets, but they didn't have any outfielders.
No, I know they brought in
Granderson, too, but it was the outfielders they charted out there that year where it was pretty embarrassing.
And that guy is Chris Young.
Swung the outfielder. A high drive to deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Chris Young has done it again. Chris Young hit a long, high fly into the chummy left field seats. Chris is forever young, and the Yankees in the 11th inning take a 1-0 lead.
Forever young.
Forever young.
Yep.
Now wait, Chris Young was so good that he got another one? Oh.
The pitch swung on and hit in the air to deep left. That ball's high. It is far. It is gone. It's a game-winning walk-off three-run home run for Chris Young. Chris Young in the bottom of the ninth hits a one-out, three-run, walk-off home run. Chris Young, younger than springtime.
Younger than springtime? Forever Young is better than younger than springtime.
Well, Forever Young, one of the greats, Rod Stewart, obviously.
Well, and also, you know who else has a song, Forever Young? Bob Dylan. Too.
Yes.
So there's actually
I think the other one is a musical reference as well. I believe.
Younger than springtime?
Probably. It's almost like the Doors, stronger than dirt. I mean, who knows?
And wasn't Forever Young also a Mel Gibson movie?
Yeah, it was a Mel Gibson movie. Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was frozen.
Correct.
And then he came back to meet the woman he was in love with all these years later. Except, wait a second. No, that didn't. And then he started, like, aging very quickly. That's what I remember from that Mel Gibson.
He aged quickly after he met her?
No, I think I messed up the story. I think he comes back, right? So he got frozen in, like, the 30s, right?
Frozen in the 30s, and okay. He comes back when?
Comes back, let's say, 1996.
Right.
At same age, right? So he got to skip 60 years, but in the process of being frozen, he now quickly is catching up. So every day he would, you know, age 5 years. But basically, us watching a jet game.
So he wound up with being with the woman he was with from 1938, and now it's 1996?
I think he ended up tracking her down because she was old and retired, living on an island or something.
I see.
I think I got the details right. Jamie Lee Curtis was in this movie.
Correct.
She played a girlfriend?
And young Elijah Wood.
That's right, young Elijah Wood. I think Jamie Lee Curtis was the love interest while Mel Gibson hadn't aged yet. You know, before he got aged and looked for the love of his life.
Isabel Glasser was the actress's name.
Okay, there you go.
Who?
Isabel Glasser.
I don't know her.
Yeah, that shouldn't ring a bell.
Either way, I agree. Forever Young was the better of the two.
Did Isabel does John have a home run call for Isabel Glasser?
He does not.
It'd be tremendous, though, I'm sure.
We'll get Schwei on it, see if we can dig it up.
I'm sure John's very aware of Isabel.
Oh, yes. Good job, Lugie. Appreciate it.
Luke, that was brilliantly done, Luke.
Oh, thank
well
you.
Done. Now, do it again tomorrow.
Well, no, I'm not in no Friday, Evan.
Tomorrow? So Hoffman does right. This tomorrow, right?
That's right.
Hoffman will be doing this tomorrow.
I don't know if we could trust Hoffman with it, to be honest with you. May have to think about that. I'm just kidding. Pete will do a great job.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.